Hello, and welcome to the Daring to Succeed podcast. I'm your host, Juliana Yao-Jorgen, and I am delighted to be joined today by Shraddha Doshi. Shraddha is a product manager with over 16 years of experience in software and product development, testing, and most recently, product management. She is passionate about helping people on career breaks on their career comeback journeys by mentoring them in finding role clarity, mock interviews, and so many other things. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Juliana. I am really pleased to be here and talking with you today, especially on introversion, because that's something that is very close to my heart. So I appreciate this opportunity.
Absolutely. And you'll have to entertain me for my very first question for you. I ask this to all of my guests. Do you consider yourself more introverted, extroverted, or a bit of both?
If you would have asked this question to me a couple of years ago, I wouldn't have known what, and I probably would have said extroverted because that's how I was taught I should have been. But working on myself over the last few years, when I look back, I have always been introverted all my life. The only things that's changed now is that I cannot be extroverted for a long amount of times. Versus when I was younger, I would be like, yeah. So people couldn't figure out what the difference is. Am I introverted or extroverted? Versus now, I go out and say that I need a break. I need, you know, I cannot do this for like 2 days in a row or something. So yeah, I'm introverted with now less capacity as an extrovert.
And I love that you've kind of discovered that about yourself and go that extra step to ask for what you need, because so many introverts I talk to are still struggling with kind of asking for what they need, or they worry that it makes them seem a little bit odd, or that their introversion is overshadowing the rest of them. So I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah. It was at a point where survival versus, complete burnout. So it was a necessity, but I wish I would have learned that in a healthier manner. I'm happy nevertheless.
Yeah, we all find our way there.
Yeah.
So you've been sharing a lot about your experiences and challenges due to introversion in the workplace and in life. Can you tell us a little bit about why you decided to do this, to share your stories with everyone?
Absolutely. I think I have never seen introverted as a winning strength all my life. I've grown up as a shy kid who is always quiet. I had tendencies to blank out. I would be in the corner. So my family, on the other hand, is completely extroverted. And when I couldn't see somebody like me, I thought there was something wrong and I should try and change those things about me. So up until like 4 years ago, like I mentioned early on, I tried as much as possible to be extroverted, but I never could get the hang of it. I was always struggling even after like 3 decades. I starkly remember 3 points in my introverted, empowered stage. One is when I was sitting across my daughter's fifth grade teacher, and my daughter is an introvert, and I was telling her teacher that she's introverted. Can you please encourage her to speak up? She doesn't raise hands. And at that point, she said, you know what, Ms. Doshi, she is an amazing leader. She doesn't raise her hand. She doesn't maybe participate as much as other kids, but she is very much a contributing student in my class. She problem solves in a very unique way. She has an amazing approach of bringing people together. So she might not stand up on the dais and, you know, motivate people, but she does that nevertheless in her own way. And I was sitting there and I was just like dumbstruck. And I'm like, is that even possible? Like, I mean, be a leader? So from there on out, I was privileged enough to have my current manager who self-proclaimed introvert. And at one point I was in my one-on-one with her and I said that, oh, we have a happy hour coming up. I'm so excited. And, you know, I really, but inside I was like, oh my God, again, another happy hour. I don't want to talk to people. And she was so confident. She was like, yeah, I mean, if you like going, you should. I'm an introverted soul, so I don't go to these events and I'm happy to be stay home. And she said it so calmly that I got a little agitated in my seat. Like, how can someone wear that as a badge of honor, as something mm-hmm. that's like business as usual? And from there on out, my journey towards asking other introverted leaders. So I started meeting every week. My goal was to meet with two people who are introverted, especially who are leaders, and see what they thought. So I learned so much in the last 4 years about introversion and about myself. I have since gotten 2 promotions. I have started mentoring people. I have started talking about introversion. And it's just, I have been in a flow state since then. So when I think about my previous life where I would not be sure, always be timid, always think that I need to learn and grow, versus now I feel like I'm in the driver's seat. I own wherever I am and I can go forward. And I want to have that for other people, because that kind of freedom is something else. And I wish that everybody has that, especially if you've grown up like me, not like my manager, who's probably had a great childhood and their parents did not want them to be extroverted. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's such a beautiful story that it was your daughter who kind of started your journey. And it's so amazing that you have the support from your manager to embrace your introversion and really feel comfortable with it. I think I'm probably closer to your manager's experience, where I was always like, yeah, this is just me. If you don't like it, that's fine. I'm okay with it. Even now I'm visiting with family and most of them are extroverts, and it's a lot, especially surrounded by a majority of people who are extroverted. And the nice thing is that they don't expect me to be extroverted. But I don't know if you have this experience with your family of extroverts, but sometimes the super extroverted one will look at the introverted ones and be like, why are you on your phone? And we're like, but we're talking to each other on our phone.
Yeah, all the time. It's been a good learning experience and empowering at the same time.
And I noticed that you are also on a panel discussion this month to talk about managing motherhood in the workplace. Do you find that things are a little bit different when you're both a mother and an introvert in the workplace compared to, let's say, if you're not a mother or you're not dealing with motherhood right now, or if you're an extroverted mother, do you find there to be differences?
Yeah, I mean, speaking for myself, I think generally motherhood and career is always a struggle to keep that balance, because especially for women who were raised as ambitious, they come at a point where they have to choose where they dedicate their time and energy to, because up until they have a child, it's always you are independent, you don't have any responsibilities, nobody dependent on you who cannot take care of themselves. And as soon as you have kids, you have this additional responsibility. And in my case, I was never trained for becoming a mother, like how you know, what do the kids needs? I felt like when I had a baby, you know, in a couple of years, they would be like adults, they can take care of themselves and stuff. But, you know, it's my daughter is like 12. There are still things that you would think that they wouldn't need help with, but they do. And it's been a very learning and humbling journey. So I've learned to become adept at prioritizing where and what I focus my energy on. Especially when I am at work, I am focused on challenging work because I know I am giving that time and taking away from my kids instead. So I am like very focused on what I'm working. Whenever I don't have something important, I will log out. I'm not, you know, there from 9 to 5, for example. I'm there, I'm 100% there, I'm working. And if not, I'm back home with my kids and, you know, dedicating time over there. Now, as an introvert, it was an extra challenge for me because, like I said, when I grew up with like something's wrong with me and I would have hard time meeting new moms and understanding what, you know, raising a child means. And right. Without the support system, it's really hard to raise child. Like, that's why they say it takes a village to raise a child. Mm-hmm. As an introvert, it was hard for me to come into a group, you know, and ask them questions and, what is your child doing differently? How should, this is a challenge. And I have come since far from then because now I have a close group of girlfriends who have kids, similar age, some younger, some older. And I'm no longer scared of asking them like, okay, I'm struggling. Because the important thing was like, perfectionism, because that led to not asking questions that didn't lead me anywhere. So I was like, you know what? This is not helping. I'm going to come out and say that I am struggling. I don't know this motherhood. My daughter from toddlerhood to 5-year-old had different challenges, and now preteen has different challenges. And I'm very vocal about the challenges that I face, and I receive great advice and feedback. And as a result, I'm able to do more. And then when I am a strong and a confident mother, when I go into work, I'm not this frazzled person that I used to be like, okay, I don't know what to do here. I don't know what to do there, because I did my job as a mom really well. And now I'm at work and I'll do this well. And the last point I want to share is a lot of moms are extroverted and they have their own ways of raising. And I've realized as an introverted, I build relationship with my daughters where I sit down one-on-one and explain them why I'm doing something, what I'm doing. And I've seen that is so different than what my childhood was. My childhood was great. So my mother, who is an extrovert, would channel her extroverted approach. Most of the times it worked. And I think I'm glad to have that complimentary view. Otherwise, I would never have had that. But now when I am an introverted mother, I share my experiences in my own way and understanding that why we are doing something. And it's been just beautiful. If I did not have where I stood as far as my personality is concerned, I would be confused. And in turn, my kids would be confused, like, what is happening in the house? So owning myself has not only led me to a leader at work, but even at home with my kids.
That's so amazing. Such a beautiful story about your motherhood journey and what you got from your own mother, who's an extrovert as well. If there was one thing you'd want to share with our introverted listeners about being more comfortable with their own introversion, what would that be?
I think the only one thing I would share, because like you and I are a completely different introverts as well, right? Mm-hmm. Because how we grew up and how we were raised. So everybody is different. So wherever and however you come from, my advice would be to know yourself and be that driver of your own life or of your own career, irrespective of if you're an introvert or an extrovert. because that will allow you to find your unique way of how you solve problems. What are your strengths? Instead of looking at others and how they are doing, your how is always going to be different. So focus on what your strengths are and be connected to your why. Because for me, the only way I drive and progress forward is with the why, a very strong why that matters to me, not somebody else. So I have my why and my how figured out. The what can come, however it may. So yeah, know yourself and have confidence in yourself and your strengths. You have, anybody has that. Just find that out.
Oh, so amazing. So if our listeners want to hear more from you and hear more about your stories, where can they find you to find your writings about career well-being and introversion and even product management?
I do write on LinkedIn a lot, just to share my own experiences as an introvert in career on LinkedIn. So you can find me on LinkedIn as Shraddha Doshi. And I do have an Instagram page where I share more of a motherhood side of things, and even just personal growth as an introvert, because I've seen profound, you know, growth since the last 4 years, just as a person, as a family. So I share that, and it's simply Shraddha. I might have that on the link tree that I share with you. So maybe if you can add that to the notes. Yeah,
absolutely. I'll be sure to put those links in the show notes for everyone so they can find you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It was so much fun having you on the podcast. Thanks for having us interview.
No, this has been incredible. And I want to just say, Juliana, your podcast has been really great. It's bite-sized and I love listening to it. I recommend people to listen to it first thing, so that it's just 5 minutes, be done. And it puts you in the right headset if you're not already in there. So I love that about your podcast especially. So thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. That's always so nice to hear.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's it for this week, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.